Amid a tumultuous cascade of developments in the presidential race, a new WBUR poll out this morning finds the race in New Hampshire is now very close. Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by just 3 points, 41-38%, which is within the poll's margin of error. Libertarian Gary Johnson is at 11%. WBUR's Fred Tice has more.
New Hampshire is bucking a national trend. The race in New Hampshire is getting tighter, whereas nationally, Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Donald Trump. The results surprised Steve Cozzella, the president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR.
You know, the last couple cycles, the margin in New Hampshire has been about the same as the margin nationwide. But this poll is a bit divergent from where the national polls have been coming in recently. You know, since the first debate, Clinton has widened her lead nationally. But the last couple phone polls that I've seen out of New Hampshire, it's been a bit narrower.
In WBUR's last New Hampshire poll conducted 2 weeks ago, Clinton led Trump by 7 points. Since then, Cozzella says he sees support moving away from Libertarian Gary Johnson and Trump increasing his support. The new poll was conducted the 3 nights after Sunday's presidential debate, but before the New York Times report in which two women say Trump touched them inappropriately. Trump denies those accusations. In downtown Portsmouth Wednesday, two friends sit on a bench.
Both candidates are horrible.
But Don Rycroft, who's retired from the Federal Aviation Administration, believes one candidate is worse than the other.
I tend to be conservative.
And so Rycroft is sticking with Trump. The poll finds 77% of those surveyed have seen the 2005 videotape released last week in which Trump boasts of being able to assault women sexually because he's a television star. 60% say Trump should still continue his campaign. Pollster Steve Cozzella.
I think people's reaction to the video is telling in terms of how this election is unfolding and perhaps why New Hampshire is actually closer than I would have thought, which is even though most people have seen it and most people don't think that Donald Trump is a role model, a lot of people are voting for him anyway.
The poll reveals that most likely New Hampshire voters believe neither Trump nor Clinton is a role model for young people. 56% say Clinton is not a role model. 83% say Trump is not a role model. Don Rycroft says he did not see the video, but he stands by his candidate.
Well, first of all, he's a buffoon, but that was 10 years ago. I mean, I presume he's changed, but we've all said things stupid.
Rycroft's friend, Brian Laban, says he won't be voting for Trump.
No, I'll be voting for Hillary because I think Mr. Trump is a sexual deviant.
Trump has said the most recently released video was just locker room talk. Laban, who lives in Dover, does not buy it.
I played sports my entire life. I spent a lot of time in locker rooms. I have never, ever heard some deviant go on like that. And he probably would have been barred from the locker room.
The poll finds 51% of those who say they watch Sunday night's debate between Trump and Clinton believe she won. Laban disagrees.
I think that Donald Trump actually won the debate, but he did it with a very special technique. He lied about almost every fact that he brought forward.
Sitting across the street on a cafe bench, Liz Smith of Epping says she did not see the debate. The art student says she voted for Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary and is probably going to vote for Clinton.
I think Trump's pretty much a joke. I don't know if he's doing it for fame or for, you know, what his reasons are. But, I mean, Hillary's been in politics forever, you know what I mean? So I'd rather trust someone who, you know, has been in it.
The poll also finds Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte and her Democratic challenger, Governor Maggie Hassan, in a tie with 47% each. 61% of those surveyed say Ayotte made the right decision when she withdrew her support from Trump after last week's video came out. In the race to succeed Hassan in the governor's office, Democrat Colin Van Ostern leads Republican Chris Sununu by just 3 points, 47% to 44%. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.